Oh my God. Did you hear what's going down at UT campus?
What is going down?
Luckily, Whitney has her ear to the ground on the hot stories.
Big news, big news.
This was actually on KVU. There is a student, a woman, who is putting together a Squirrels of UT yearbook.
Oh, there's one.
Outside Gregory Gym, Marie Romano makes her squirrel call.
So they'll respond to like this little tongue clacking.
It works as Barry makes her way to Romano for peanuts. Barry is a mama squirrel and one of the friendlier ones. She got her name after their first meeting.
She had a bunch of like stained berries on her face.
Romano's love for squirrels began when she was a student here in 2014. She noticed them during lunch and started naming them, which proved challenging.
There's actually two sunflowers. And I didn't realize this until like seeing them many times. And I don't want to like give up either of their names. So there's Sunflower 1 and there's Sunflower 2.
When she started sharing the squirrel pictures online, everyone else started loving them too.
So that's how it all started. And then people like really responded positively to it. Like they were like, oh, I love this.
The 21-year-old graphic designer took it one step further.
Oh boy.
Go Horns.
I am so happy.
You also have a degree from the University of Texas.
I do, and I will say that on my downtime, it did not occur to me to name all the squirrels that I saw. But I love her entrepreneurship because she took it even further, and now she's got this whole UT yearbook of squirrels.
I just got to be thinking about the person that didn't get into UT just missed getting out. And is sitting there watching this going,
squirrel
what
lady.
The hell?
Right. How did she get in? Hey, wait, there's more.
Her parents
designing
paid.
A yearbook just for the squirrels of UT.
It just so happens that Marie is a squirrel whisperer.
Alex Carroll calls his girlfriend the squirrel whisperer.
What a lovely pet name.
She's in a squirrel whisperer is in a relationship.
Yes. Everyone needs love, you guys.
This whacked out squirrel yearbook. Okay, I'm sitting here with three people in the room. Who's in a relationship? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't get it.
Exactly. It's
crazy squirrel.
I should be a little bit more focused.
Well, she's interesting.
Here
you
we
know?
Go.
Well, he remembers when she came up with the whole yearbook idea.
And I think Marie goes, I have it. I want to make a yearbook. Yeah, I want to make a yearbook about the squirrels. Like, what are you talking about?
Sunflower teacup.
Here's a sneak peek.
Oh, my gosh.
The yearbook has more than 200 UT squirrels, all with cap and gowns on.
Oh, no.
There's a salutatorian named Artie, which means there's a valedictorian. Her name is Elle, and her
Oh, my gosh. She's flipping through the book, and it's just like your high school yearbook.
It gets even more specific.
And they're wearing little graduation hats.
And then she created actual degrees.
Oh, no.
Here's philosophy.
Because it's a yearbook, like, I wanted to make it, like, as much as, like, an actual yearbook as possible, so I made squirrel classes. Like, there's acornology, there's tree
chronology,
there's geology, you know, like, gardening.
The yearbook isn't finished yet. Edit notes on different colored post-it notes fill the book, but it's coming out in June, reminding current and former students of the furry little critters of our times on the UT campus. Jenny Lee, KB News.
Listen.
Say it. Just
no,
come on.
She has a passion and she is fueled by that passion and she's got a Kickstarter and it's more power to her. $25 a yearbook. I don't know what, I'm not clicking on the Kickstarter, but I know she's charging $25 a yearbook.
To get this yearbook.
Wow.
Yeah. If you would like a squirrel yearbook, a UT squirrel yearbook with all of the squirrel degrees, acornology, geography.
What were the Walt Disney characters? They weren't squirrels.
It's Chippendale.
Chippendale. What were they? They weren't
that's
squirrels.
Now that yearbook.
Yeah, that's rocking. But they weren't squirrels.
Let's kickstart
they were
that
like,
yearbook.
Chipmunks.
They were chipmunks.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, chipmunks can sing.
Yes. And they talk to each other like politely, like, you know, you go first.
Oh, they have.
Oh, after
have
you.
English accent.
Yes, bloody hell.
I don't know. I do love a good squirrel, but I don't think I would spend a lot of time. I mean, she knows over 200 squirrels and has named them all. So
my dad.
Hang on, hold that thought.
All right, here we go.
I can't wait. Oh yeah. Alvin and the Chipmunks. They don't need a college degree. They got talent.
Hell yeah.
I think that I'm just glad that she has something that she cares so much about. You don't want to say anything.
I think about my father. My father, so we lived west growing up. We lived west of Mopac. My father was a lobbyist. He was also a lawyer, but he had to go to the Capitol a lot.
Yeah.
And so as his later years, he had these bird feeders. Mm-hmm. And obviously they fed the birds, but squirrels would get into them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would...
take a BB gun?
He wouldn't BB because he felt he didn't want to kill him, which is weird because he grew up a hunter.
Would a BB kill?
Yeah, it could kill. Okay. It could kill slow, the right shot, slowly. And so he would catch them. And then on his way to the Capitol, which was on the other side of Mopac, mm-hmm. Loop 1 for the new people here in Austin.
Is that up, down?
That's west. That's over on your side of town, okay. Where you're moving to.
Okay.
Not too far. And then he would drop them off at the Capitol. When he'd go into the Capitol, before he would undo the cage and let the squirrel out of the Capitol, because the Capitol grounds is chock full squirrels.
So what you're saying is these squirrels in this yearbook could be
possibly
some of those squirrels.
My dad, as a legal mind that he was very well known in what he did. Very professional, very smart guy when he did. And I came home one time and he was laying on the couch just exhausted. And I said, "What's the matter?" And he said, "In the past 30 days, I've caught 26 squirrels.
Oh, my God.
And I've dropped them off the Capitol." And I'm like, "Wow, that is amazing." And he goes, "I just, for the life of me, cannot figure out how they're getting back across Mopac." I said, "Dad, I think her collection of squirrels, I don't necessarily believe that they're always, you know, the same. There's Barry and Chuck
she did think that there was only one sunflower, and then she realized that there were in fact two.
Right.
So I think I don't
UT camp is chock full of squirrels.
We'll have to get the yearbook and see if they all look alike.
Put it on your Mother's Day list.